flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, on to some NBA now, as the Hawks had a really, really rough outing ahead of their game tonight, which will be against Toronto. They lost on a poor shooting night to the Pistons, 114-104. They shot a season low 16% from three-point range, hitting only 6 of 38 attempts.
Like I said earlier, it almost felt like one of those carny rims, you know, one of the ones they squeeze together where it's just hard to hit a shot unless it's absolutely perfect off the backboard. That's what it looked like at times last night, if not for the Detroit Pistons doing a little bit better.
Like at Six Flags?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Where you go to the State Fair?
I think the balls were always overinflated, too.
Well, that too.
You mean you guys don't make those shots all the time?
I came home with quite a few basketballs when I used to have a season.
Yeah.
I had to do that every time. I don't know why, but I was in the age where it was like, I got to get a basketball. Because we had season passes to Six Flags.
Yeah.
The summer pass or whatever.
Yeah,
so you would go, like, you know, once every other week or once a week.
That is insane. Do you know that how crazy that is for a kid that was from Pensacola? Like, going to Six Flags was like once every 5-year vacation for me growing up.
Really?
I mean, like, it was like, oh my God, guess what? This summer we're going to Six Flags.
Is there a Six Flags in Florida?
No.
Florida?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
that's what
I'm saying. Come here.
We'd come here, we go to Busch Gardens down in Tampa every now and then. Of course, Disney World's down there, but we tried to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, you had to. To get a second mortgage.
Shoot, I'm going in April. It's just the amount of money. I'm taking my kids in April for the first time. The amount of money that's getting pushed in that direction. That's a story for another day.
I just drove past recently the Six Flags. I don't even know why I was down that way, but I was thinking, like, man, I would never get on a roller coaster ever again. Like, never. I used to love doing that stuff. It doesn't look safe anymore. I used to do like Tower of Terror, Disney World, and all that stuff and drop from the sky and not bat an eye. And now it's like,
I would get on Acrophobia right now.
I can't even sit on a balcony anymore.
I was gonna say, I think it's got to be safer now than it ever has been, right?
I love roller coasters. I'm old school. I love the old wooden ones, like the old Georgia Cyclone.
Great American Scream Machine.
So, funny story, Scream Machine was the first big roller coaster. I mean, remember the Mind Bender? There's a mine train. The mine train was the kids' one.
Yeah.
Although it was rough as hell, but like the Scream Machine was my first.
You need a chiropractor to get off that thing.
Yeah, but the Scream Machine was my first. It would go through the tunnel.
But the
Scream Machine was my first big roller coaster, and I think I've told this story before. We got on. It was me and my dad and my mom and my sister in front of us, and we in the there we got in the lane, so they were in the car in front of us, and we were, you know, it climbs.
Yeah, all the way.
And when it got to the very top, I looked at my dad and I was like, I think I want to get off. And I like put my foot, and my dad, I tried to put my foot on my dad.
Like, how old were you?
I was barely tall enough to ride the ride.
You put your foot outside of the cart.
I started to, it was still climbing. And like he was like, no, and he like grabbed my leg.
Oh my god.
And then it, you know how it stops, and I was like, I just want to get off. And then boom. And then when the ride came over, he was like, so you good? And I was like, can we do it again?
Yeah.
Well, and the line was like way longer, like, no.
The thing that always scares me too about those rides is like when you ride next to somebody, there's like a lap bar. And when you ride next to somebody that's like way bigger than you, as in probably it, yeah. was just, like they're just like you're just like holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, it's sad. I tried to go back to Six Flags. I know we're way off on a tangent. Tried to go to Six Flags when I was like 18 and was like, you know, 6'4", like probably 280 at this point. Couldn't fit on anything.
I was about to say, you got to the point where you were too big and to ride the rides.
Well, I got tired of waiting in the lines because I'd get to the front and I'd be like, dude, I don't fit. Like I can't get the thing come off my shoulders, my torso is too long, you know, whatever it was. Damn. I just couldn't fit on anything. I was like, I'm done.
Oy.
I'm done.
That would suck.
Yeah, what, dude, it's awful. You know, everybody wants to be tall.
You think you're gonna have that problem?
You get on an airplane, then all of a sudden you can't, you know, you can't get good sleep.
You think you're gonna pay all that money to go to Disney World and not be able to ride the rides?
Listen, I think that I am going to be a valet, a concierge for my children at Disney
World. Just stand back.
No other way to put it.
They're not old enough yet, but we used to get like the little gift card kind of things, and my dad would just be like, get out of here. Yeah. And then you just run in, you know, buy a little something for yourself. But
yeah.
Anyways.
You think you're going to let Lindsay have the handcuff leashes, one on each arm? You're going to
the backpacks.
And then you can go into a taste of the world or whatever, like where you drink all the drinks.
I just think it's funny. The first flask I ever bought was at the Georgia Aquarium when we went with my cousins and all their children. And I was like, I'm going to need this. I don't know what I'm going to fill it up with later.
Tiffany's walking around with a whale shark flask.
But I saw these. I do. It's like, it's got a little. I got to find it. But that trip with all those children made me, that was tough. And then I saw a bunch of those backpacks around. My cousins did not use those on their children, but a ton of those furry little backpacks and then the leash. Tether.
But
yeah, a leash, yeah, that's one way.
Or tether, I should say tether, sorry. Leash is probably, I'm so sorry if you're a parent.
Most parents are not afraid.
I mean, it's okay.
That's what it looks like.
Mike, can you confirm that you are, at least when you go to Disney World, are you going to be wearing the Disney ears, the Mickey Mouse ears, I should say? Are you going to have those on?
Man, that's a tough one to confirm.
Big Mouse.
You haven't been with your kids before?
No.
Have you been in general?
Yeah, I've been to Disney World before.
Yeah.
You got to put on the ears with the kids there, man. You got to.
No,
you're
not.
You know,
there was
a whole saga a couple of years ago where my wife bought all of us matching pajamas for Christmas, and I put them on just for the picture, and then it was like our Christmas card. You know what I mean? So she sent it out, and I got absolutely just hammered from the rest of my friends when they got this Christmas card. They're like, oh, cool, man. I'm matching PJs.
See, here's
and I was
the thing.
Like, I'll own it. Like, I'm not that guy that's too proud to do it, but. The ears thing, I'll put it on for the picture.
We're way off topic here, but you will lose your mind if you take your kids there when you're older. And typically when we go to Disney, my sister was the planner. I was like, go with the flow. My brother was always hungry, and I hope that my brother's not listening right now.
Always hungry.
Because my dad would be like, you just ate, son.
That'd be me.
And he got whiplash. He was trying to open beef jerky. And my dad just kept saying, son, just wait.
What?
He's going to kill me please no one out there tell
what
him
kind of
I
story
hope my
starts
phone's
like
not
this.
Lighting up. So yeah, my dad's like, son, just wait. Cause he was busy helping me and my sister do something. I think we stayed at like, it was like Fort Wilderness or Camp Wilderness. I don't even know if it's still there. And then all of a sudden you hear little Kirk scream. Cause he threw out his neck trying to rip open a package.
How old was
he? Jerky. Gosh, we had to be like, I don't know. He was like 8 or something like that.
How did he throw his?
I can't remember.
How did he hurt his?
Cause think about it, you're snatching. You're trying to open a package.
Oh, he was doing it with his mouth.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it was like Slim Jim, like step into a Slim Jim. Oh yeah.
Oh man, that is one of the most.
I thought it was like
unfortunate things I've ever heard.
Out of all the
oh my god, if that had been me, y'all would roast me.
We did.
Endlessly.
And we still continue to talk about it till this day.
Fragile little guy.
Man. Sorry if you're listening out there. He was always in the Husky section. And
man.
He's going to kill me.
That's
one of my favorite Disney memories. My dad losing his mind like, son. That's what you call your son eventually. He won't go by his name anymore. He'll just be like, son, you need to listen to me.
The original Big O just hit us up on Twitter and said that he just got back from Disney World. Said he's 6'2", 300, and was okay to ride the rides with all of his kids. So you should be good.
There you go.
Yeah. I think most of the time at Six Flags, it's definitely a torso thing. You know what I mean? Like, they have the ones that slide down over your shoulders.
Your daughter will like the teacup, the spinny thing. You know,
that's the one thing. Like, I'll ride any roller coaster. The ones that just go in circles, that's the one where I'm like,
but
I don't know.
But your kid would like that.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. No, don't get it twisted. I'm definitely going to have to do these things. Yeah. There's no doubt. I'm sure there's some kind of Lightning McQueen thing that, I mean, like, yeah, I'm in there.
They still have the Express Pass thing.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They make so much money off those stuff.
Kids waiting those lines.
Yeah,
that
You can try to do
it's
that.
It's nuts, man. Yeah, I mean, like, it's going to be fun.
There's a trick about those. Somebody was telling me, my Amy's best friend, her and her husband go to Disney World, like, once a year.
Yeah.
And they...
Which is crazy.
He gets some kind of deal. There's some kind of deal with somebody. But anyways, he told me that there's some kind of, like, little trick with those express passes or something and how you buy them or whatever. And I'll
is
ask
it within
him.
Within the rules?
Yeah. He's a rule follower. Okay, yeah, cool. So he's not like a rule
breaker.
Trying
to sneak a tunnel to the front.
No, he's not Abe. I mean, come on.
Hey, look.
Push your kids out the way.
Speaking of my kids growing up and getting a little older, my son has his very first non-like movie favorite song. I'm going to have to play it for you. All right, so my son, for the very first time, like, you know, obviously, you watch Aladdin, you watch Moana, you watch all these other Disney songs, they like songs, right? My son has, for the very first time, has a favorite song that he actually heard, like, playing on, not the radio, but, like, on Spotify or one of those things, and now... He requests it endlessly. My son is 4 years old. Every time we get in the car, Dad, play the song. All right. Now, I'm not against him having a favorite song. I'll play songs endlessly. But this song in particular, Dylan, hit that music. Dude.
It's Justin Bieber.
Nothing against Justin Bieber. And I have nothing. Ludacris is in this. It's a solid tune.
How old was he?
Bieber's probably like. Wasn't it like a prodigy, like 13 or something?
He was around 16-ish when this came out. This is what blew him up for real.
And Luda's part of this. He's like, when I was 13, I had my first love. Like, I mean, like the whole thing, like just, dude.
This caught me off guard. So where would he have heard this song?
Spotify, and then also. Just letting it run. You know, just letting Spotify run. We also have like an Alexa in the house and
made it like he heard it once and then it was like, play that baby song,
yeah,
Dad.
That's what he says. Exactly what happens. Play, kid, do you have the baby song? Baby song. That's... And his baby song. Dad, play the baby song.
Wasn't expecting
and it's endless. It's like just on repeat.
I don't think this would turn out
the
well
song,
for me.
I know. And it's like,
but that's what kids do.
Do you want to fight the battle?
Actually, this is better than Kid Bops. Like, you see those Kid Bops commercial where they take the adult songs and they kid it out.
Yeah.
They, you know, make it PG and all that stuff. I would not want to listen to this.
They did that with Not Like Us, which is crazy.
They did. I know.
I think I'd rather listen to the Baby Shark song on loop than this one.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I think I would.
No, you wouldn't.
At least that's catchy.
Happened in my house before, too.
At least that's at least somewhat catchy. This song is, I don't know. This isn't my style of music. This is the one thing music wise like I can't get into is not like Luda, but like that shrill baby.
It's
baby.
So funny because he has no idea what they're talking about. He's just four, but you turn around in the car and he's sitting in his little booster seat and he's just looking out the window singing, just nodding his head back and forth, just feeling the vibes. And I'm like, good for you, man. Like this is your moment. You're in your zone. You know, you're thriving right now, kid. Eating a little, fig bar or something along those lines. He's just living his life back there. His little sippy cup.
Maybe I'll make a trade-off with Porkchop when she wants to listen to garbage like this. I'll like, all right, daddy gets a Whiskey Myers song.
I tried to drop that yesterday.
Song.
I got booed out of the car by my daughter and my son yesterday. No, they were just like, hey, you got it. No, this ain't happening. I'm like, daddy's going to play a song.
Well, they got to be uncomfortable with the uncomfortable.
My favorite Disney songs. I tried to go there. I'm like, daddy's going to play his favorite Disney songs. Nope, it won't have that either.
Nah.
I like the one that The Rock sings in Moana. No. I'm like, hey, let's play the
You've
Moana song.
You've got to teach them to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah. So
starts with the music selection.
Yeah, starts with everything.
It's gonna be. There's gonna be such a rough on ramp for you, my friend.
You can't put up with that from your kid.
He's just talking.
You think when he's playing,
won't be like that.
You think when he's playing for Kirby Smart in 15 years that he's gonna be able to do whatever the hell he wants?
You think Kirby's gonna coach 15 years?
But your son one day is going to look back and be like, you know what? Because my dad made me change from the Baby Baby song. I'm the athlete that I am.
I got that discipline. How do I get this man to like a different song? That's my focus this weekend.
You
gotta find something else.
Start him on Drake early.
My sister did to my brother. But
you don't want him being a loser, Dylan.
You can't do that to your child. So
Drake's the biggest artist in the world, right behind Taylor Swift.
No, he's not.
The numbers show he is, we got
to
go to break.
Drake is a popular artist, but he's not the biggest ever.
He is literally the second biggest artist in the world. There are numbers behind
not.
It. Okay.
No, he's
behind
not.
Who? Taylor?
I'll digress. Yeah, he's only behind Taylor. Literally.
No, Lady Gaga is probably above Drake.
Absolutely not.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans. It's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.